Nate Bargatze has officially made comedy history. He's even got a Guinness World Record now for selling the most tickets ever on a stand-up comedy tour.
I was going to Seattle. And if you've ever been to Seattle, Mount Rainier is near Seattle. That's what they call it. The Mount Rainier is the third biggest mountain in America. It's a good one to go to. I don't know who number one or number two is, but maybe one day it will be number one, you know? Do mountains keep growing? I don't think we know that yet. So it's a good time to see it. It doesn't have the attitude of a one or a two.
Have you ever seen him?
I have. I actually saw him, I think it was 2 years ago. Uh-huh. He played in Everett up at Angel of the Winds Arena.
Okay.
And he actually broke the records for that venue at the time. I mean, he was really up and coming.
Yeah, because I saw a few people that commented when they saw this news story. I had people I know, they're like, I remember seeing him at like these smaller comedy clubs when he would come to town just doing like, you know, the modest like 200 capacity type room. So it's kind of crazy that now he's like the biggest comic in the world.
This most recent one, his Big Dumb Eyes World Tour, sold more than 2 million tickets, broke the previous record, and he's obviously arguably one of the biggest names in stand-up. And this leads to our simple question. We will start with Brandon on I-5. Brandon, who did you see before they got real famous?
Actually, I saw Fall Out Boy. It was at Big Game Studios in Fresno, California, and I had to look up the date exactly, but it was July 24th, 2004.
That is awesome.
How many people were there?
It was probably like 30, 40 people. It was really small, yeah. Like, it had a little outdoor area and a little indoor area, but even when everyone went outside just to catch some air during the, you know, Fresno summers, it was pretty packed, like, outside, too, just with, like, the 30, 40 people, so.
Back when they were a punk rock band, and there's pop crap that they started putting out, right, Danny? Yeah. Danny, that's yours, isn't it?
It was. It wasn't as cool as 30 to 40 people, but I saw on that same tour, actually, that summer, they played in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the launch pad. Probably about, you know, 300 people, maybe. And they sold out the show. There was kids down the street, but it was like before they really like got big. And it's like one of those, like, I still can't believe I saw them in that small of a club.
Dude, that's like my wife said. Like, she probably had the same answer, too, because she used to go see them over at El Corazon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Marty in Mount Vernon, our simple question, who did you see before they were famous?
I met Leonardo DiCaprio when I was 14, and he made that movie, This Boy's Life in Concrete, Washington, which is where I'm from.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very exciting. It was the coolest thing that ever happened to our town. It was pretty awesome.
Was this before, was it the Basketball Diaries or when he was, like, on Growing Pains?
Way before. Yeah. No, he was on Growing Pains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think he was 14 when I met him. We're about the same age, so.
It is funny I got to start, like, on a silly sitcom, like, Growing Pains. I say silly. I love the show.
Yeah.
But Growing Pains. But it's funny that was where he got to start.
And you think about back then, I mean, the girls that he dates now, they weren't going to be born for, like, 40 more years.
Oh, right, right.
It's crazy. 206-803-ROCK. David in Mill Creek. Who did you see before they got famous?
So, back in 1981, I was going to college at Kutztown State, and a new band, the Hooters, came by and were starting out their new material. They actually wrote the song Time After Time that Cyndi Lauper made famous as a cover. And they also did All You Zombies was their own hit. They were a small band out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Wait, so did they write Time After Time or did they cover it?
No, they wrote those songs.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And they're taking those checks all the way to the bank.
Song just reminds me of Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh my God. Greatest movie of all time. What about you, T-Dog?
Ooh, you know, I would probably say seeing the band Ghost at El Corazon was wild because then, you know, just a couple years later, they're playing, you know, Climate Pledge Arena and selling that out. Same thing for Greta Van Fleet. Saw them at the Tractor Tavern.
I was saying it was
Tractor Tavern. And yep. They weren't even old enough to drink. They were like 19 years old in that place. And, you know, almost 10 years later, they're...
Oh, gosh. You're triggering all these, like, different ones because I just thought about Sum 41, seeing him at El Corazon. And it was Derek's 21st birthday.
Oh,
and we had shots with
him. Oh, my gosh.
I got to see Sum 41 when they were before they were popular.
I did.
Phil and Steve Miggs.
I also saw Limp Bizkit when they were
on
the first tour.
Turn off his microphone, Danny. Turn off his microphone.
Saw the Strokes open up for the Doves. Mitch Hedberg before he blew up.
Okay, Steve, you win. You're the coolest.
But you got to see the Offspring and smoke weed with them at one point, too, huh?
No, that was Cypress Hill.
The Daily Miggs.